Through right now. We're going to get your opinion on that. It is 6 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The White House has gone public with a warning to Syria, saying there's a potential evidence of another impending chemical attack by President Assad's regime.
We're hearing from the state media in Syria that's quoting a mid-level Russian official as saying that there now seems to be we are witnessing a new and unprecedented and ridiculous provocation of Syria.
Correspondent Nick Robertson. A federal judge is refusing to issue a stay of his original order holding up construction of the Purple Line. Instead, Judge Richard Leon says his order will remain in effect while the state continues to fight a lawsuit aiming to stop the light rail project. Lawyers for the state had asked Leon to reinstate the project's federal environmental approval, which Leon revoked last August. County governments across the region are shoring up their cybersecurity after Howard County's official website was hacked to display messages supporting ISIS.
The first thing Montgomery County officials did after they saw what happened in Howard County,
picked up the phone to call Howard County to understand what they felt happened to their system. So that we can continue to assess what should happen on our system.
Montgomery County Council President Roger Berliner doesn't seem to see much hope, though.
You see the kinds of cybersecurity threat that exists everywhere. None of us are prepared.
He says with all the problems happening on the national level, it's even harder to get this done on the local level.
What we do in response to that, I have no clue.
Berliner's also running for county executive. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Starting Saturday, safeguards will take effect aimed at protecting Maryland taxpayers from tax fraud and identity theft.
The law strengthens the ability of the Comptroller's Office to stop tax fraud, protect taxpayer information, and hold fraudulent filers and tax preparers accountable. Maryland's Comptroller Peter Franco says it also gives added responsibilities to the Field Enforcement Division.
Police officers on staff are going to now be authorized with search warrants and cease and desist orders and all of the normal investigatory powers.
Franco says he plans to make an example of those engaging in tax fraud. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A decision to fly the flags of all United Nations member countries in Rockville has led to public outcry. City officials decided to fly the flags of all 193 member nations on the city's downtown light poles to affirm Rockville's commitment to inclusion after a spike in hate crimes over the winter. But multiple protests followed, with the loudest coming from Montgomery County's Vietnamese community, for which the communist flag evokes memories of the war's brutal aftermath. Starting today, D.C. is giving drivers a third option in their driver's licenses, male, female, or X. Any D.C. resident getting a license can, as of today, request that gender-neutral identifier. Russell Westbrook of the Oklahoma City Thunder has won the NBA's MVP award after setting a league record with 42 triple-doubles this past season. Westbrook spoke at the first annual NBA Awards last night and got emotional thanking his parents.
Pops, OG, working two jobs, getting up at 4 in the morning, waking me up every night, going to the gym, shooting hoops outside, staying up late, playing the video games, man. My road dog. You mean so much to me, man. You're my role model.
Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 21,410. The Nasdaq at 62,47. Sports, the Cubs hold off a ninth-inning Nationals rally to beat the Nats. The O's were idle. WMAL the Mystics take on the Seattle Storm this afternoon. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Imagine I'm no different than you.
Rush. We just want to laugh.
The Rush Limbaugh Show.
It's going to have a fun quotient to it.
More than just politics. Weekdays noon till 3.
Rush.
On Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Hey, this is Larry O'Connor, and I met Dirk over at EMP 180. We have something in common. We both met our empowered weight, thanks to them, and we're talking about our experiences. I like to research everything. I read all the stuff, and it all makes scientific sense, why it works.
And our very first appointment, that was sort of getting them to pass, getting us to accept the program, how your body works, the chemical dependencies, and so forth. That's actually what sold me on the program. And it's data-heavy, as you know. Every week, you get a whole string of data about your body.
Yeah, even, I don't know about you, but there were a couple of weeks where I would gain a pound or two, but It turned out I was gaining muscle. Lost fat. Yeah. I was actually in better shape.
Exactly.
But if you don't have that kind of support, if you don't have that analysis, you just check a bathroom scale. It's like, oh, man, gained weight. This is terrible.
No, exactly. That's why it works.
Straight from us to you, it absolutely works. EMP 180 Weight Loss. That's EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com. Or call them 703-992-0620 to schedule your consultation today.
6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Manassas for the crash and the delays on Balsford Road. If you're heading northbound especially, I'm looking at the backups near Wellington Road, heading toward the Prince William Parkway. Seeing the crash, please tell me they have everything looks like to the shoulder. Nonetheless, with the heavy volume, and then you'll see the rubbernecking on the shoulder. On the 66 stretch heading through Manassas, we're bunched up quickly here. The accident cleared out of the travel lanes, but you still see the flashing lights east on 66 past Business 234 before you get to 29 Centerville for that crash. But again, you can get through. Struggling a bit here, Interstate 95 still blocked the left side of the roadway, northbound 95, as you come up to the Prince William Parkway. So a bit of activity there, heavy delays. On the 14th Street Bridge, northbound had the crash right side. Watch for delays near the Pentagon. And we'll wrap it up here with some change for the better. In Suitland, Maryland, looks like we have one lane now of Silver Hill Road westbound getting by as you approach St. Barnabas Road, eastbound completely reopened from the overnight crash. Attention diabetics, with insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's a mix of clouds and sun on this Tuesday. May see a stray shower thunderstorm. We're headed up to 79. We'll turn partly cloudy tonight, overnight low 60. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 60 in Dumfries, 68 in Kensington, 68 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the 24/7 Diabetic Help Hotline. Does its CBO score leave the Senate GOP health care bill on life support? See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
To you. It is 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It is Tuesday morning. Joining us at 7:05, we'll be joined by Shannon Bream from the Fox News Channel, and she will give us a rundown on what the Supreme Court ruled on yesterday and the cases that they are choosing to take and not take in the next session in the fall. And at 8:35, it's Larry Kudlow, CNBC senior contributor. He's also the host of the Larry Kudlow Show here on WMAL on Saturdays. I'm Mary Walter. In the seat next to me today is Tom Fitton. He is back. Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch.
Welcome.
The head honcho who runs it all.
Thank you for your welcome.
I would like to talk about James Comey and something very interesting. So I just want to take you back to James Comey testifying in front of a congressional committee, and it was on television. And remember, everybody watched, and we were all so excited. And everybody sat in front of their televisions to watch James Comey testify. And Pornhub reported fewer people, 10% drop in porn being watched in Washington, D.C. And I want this one piece. I want you to listen to this because I want this fresh in your mind. Here's what James Comey had to say, seemingly out of the blue, very random, about Loretta Lynch.
At one point, the Attorney General had directed me not to call it an investigation, but instead to call it a matter, which confused me and concerned me. But that was one of the bricks in the load that led me to conclude I have to step away from the department if we're to close this case credibly.
Now, they were talking about President Trump and Russia and collusion, obstruction, whether President Trump obstructed justice, obstructed the Russia investigation by having his conversations with James Comey.
Right.
And then James Comey randomly throws this thing in about Loretta Lynch. Now, since then, Dianne Feinstein has come out since that little nugget he threw in there about Loretta Lynch. Now, here's Dianne Feinstein, Democrat, on that.
He felt it clearly that Loretta Lynch was giving cover to the Clinton campaign. Was she?
I can't answer that. I would have a queasy feeling, too, though, to be candid with you. I think we need to know more about that. And there's only one way to know about it, and that's to have the Judiciary Committee take a look at that.
So you think it's worth investigating if, in a way, this was semantic cover given to the Clinton campaign? What was clearly an investigation being described?
Yeah, but this is a separate investigation.
Of course,
talking about.
Yes.
And I don't think we should mix the two.
All right, so now Dianne Feinstein's feeling queasy about it as well.
Sounds contagious.
It does, because now Adam Schiff, over the weekend, was talking about it as well.
Do you think that Loretta Lynch should come to Capitol Hill and testify about this?
I think Senator Feinstein's comment, I would agree with. It does give me a queasy feeling as well. There may be a perfectly accurate explanation by Loretta Lynch about why she thought matter was the appropriate term rather than investigation. So I wouldn't assume James Comey's characterization is the last word on it, even though I'm sure it's accurate. But I'd like to hear what Loretta Lynch's explanation for that is, either by having her come to the Hill or by having her speak publicly.
So there's a lot of nausea going around amongst the Democrats.
I'm catching it, too, now.
Are you? But the Senate Judiciary Committee did open a probe into Loretta Lynch's handling of the Clinton investigation. And why did they do that? Because of what James Comey said in that original testimony about the a possible obstruction of justice by President Trump. Now this has turned into a possible obstruction of justice into Loretta Lynch. So here's my thought process, and I want to hear from you. 888-630-9625. James Comey, did he purposely leave that little hand grenade right there? It was so random. He volunteered that information about Loretta Lynch. He had to know it was going to trigger an investigation. We know that he purposely leaked information to the New York Times in order to trigger an investigation.
Right.
Is James Comey the puppet master in this whole thing? James Comey, is he just playing everyone here? And I don't know if he'll get caught up in it, but he seems to be a lot smarter than we're all giving him credit for, and I think he is running the show.
Well, certainly you don't want to cross James Comey, because crossing James Comey led to James Comey targeting President Trump for a special counsel investigation, one that didn't have any basis. More substantively, you had a real issue with Loretta Lynch here, and it was Comey who called Loretta Lynch out on this issue, and not only because of this matter versus investigation lie that Lynch directed Comey to engage in. We have to remember, though, Comey agreed to it, and he called it a matter. And he also said it's just the tip of the iceberg. He didn't say it like this, but he said there were other things that were going on that made him think, well, the attorney general can't be attorney general, so I'll be attorney general because I'm better than she is, which was completely improper as well. But your instinct is right. Comey and the FBI generally are masters of the Washington game. And to me, it's about time not only Lynch be held to account, but the FBI be held to account as well, because they were playing Lynch's game as well. And Comey's trying to pretend that he wasn't, but he was.
Oh, absolutely, when he agreed to do it. But you're right, he did say later in that testimony there were other things, but I can't talk about them in an open forum. So thereby hinting that there were other things that Loretta Lynch may have asked me to do or not do, but I think they were inappropriate, made me queasy, but I can't talk about them here because they're so big that I can't talk about them in an open forum. So he threw Trump under the bus, right? It looks like he's throwing Loretta Lynch under the bus, and he's doing it all very purposely, very strategically in the way he does it. Right. Oh, I woke up in the middle of the night and I realized there was a way to protect myself. So I leaked this information purposely. I gave this information to a friend to leak because I was going on vacation, couldn't do it myself. And then he was in the New York Times. He was at the New York Times building for 3 hours with his wife last week.
Well, that's interesting. Now, Mr. Comey may have made allies of President Trump and Loretta Lynch. Who knows? But, you know, in the end, though, it's what I would go back to what Dianne Feinstein said. They didn't want to mix the two. The Russia collusion investigation or the obstruction of justice investigation, whatever is supposedly now being President Trump's now being investigated for. I still don't know what he's being investigated for. But the fact is, the only substantive issues related to obstruction of justice are tied with the Obama Justice Department, the FBI, and the mishandling of the Clinton email scandal. And the intervention with Lynch and the FBI in terms of the Clinton campaign friendly talking point that it was a matter, not an investigation, which coincided quite nicely with Hillary Clinton's campaign argument about what the nature of the investigation was. You know, the good news is, just quickly, Mary, is that Judicial Watch is going to be getting documents about the Clinton-Lynch tarmac meeting. We're scheduled to begin getting documents as soon as July 1st.
That'll be interesting. I'm looking forward to that. 888-630-9625. Want to know, do you think that James Comey, when you hear all this and you look at the timing, that James Comey is actually the puppet master in this entire sordid affair? And do you think he will get caught up in it? Or was he going to skate clean here? He seems to know a lot of stuff, and he seems to be pulling the strings. 888-630-9625. It is 615 WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Hung up in Dale City, and that's because of the crash northbound on Interstate 95. Right as you come up to the Prince William Parkway, still have that left lane blocked. Beyond that, good up through to the Beltway. Then on 395, still watching these delays here near the Pentagon to get over the 14th Street Bridge. Had the crash that had been initially along the right side. For 66, we've been a little busy too. Accident in Manassas cleared out of the travel lanes, but seeing the flashing lights. And initially, we did have the left lane block east on 66 after the second Manassas exit after Business 234. And on Balls Ford Road at the Prince William Parkway for the crash, causing early morning delays there. Stop side of the Maryland Beltway. That seems to be about the heaviest stretch. New Hampshire Avenue over toward University Boulevard. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today we'll have a mix of clouds and sun, maybe a stray shower or thunderstorm, with a high of 79. Tonight the skies turn partly cloudy with a low near 60, and tomorrow sunny with a high of 82 degrees. Currently in our nation's capital, 68 degrees at 616 on WMAL. Mary Walter sitting alongside Tom Fitton from Judicial Watch, and we are discussing James Comey. And you see more Democrats. You've got Dianne Feinstein, you've got Adam Schiff, who are both saying, using the same word, queasy, about Loretta Lynch's possible interference in the Clinton email investigation. Queasy. And this is all based on something. What are you laughing at?
I mean, queasy.
Queasy.
Someone accused, you know, talks about obstruction of justice that makes you queasy.
Well, they are Democrats. They don't want to go too far out on a limb.
Confused. Comey was confused by the obstruction of justice by Loretta Lynch. I'm confused.
Yeah. So,
this
but
is what I love or hate Washington.
In all of this, is James Comey the puppet master? James Comey just casually dropped that bomb about Loretta Lynch. They weren't even expecting it. He just threw it in there. They didn't ask him about it. He just threw it in. And so I think James Comey may actually be brilliant. He's got everyone in Washington chasing their tail based on things that he says. 888-630-9625 in Fredericksburg. John, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Hi.
Yes, good morning. I believe Comey is very arrogant and loves to keep his name in the media. He has very little character. The whole thing in July was an attempt to keep his job. He knew that Lynch would never agree to seat a grand jury against Hillary, and everyone expected Hillary to win the election, so there was no point in recommending indictment because Hillary would have found out even if he had done it in private, and as soon as she came in, he would have been canned. So he was simply trying to keep his job.
And why didn't Comey talk about what his meeting with Lynch, if it made him so confused and concerned, why didn't he expose it when it happened?
Because he wouldn't have kept his job.
Yeah.
When Hillary
I'm agreeing with you. Yes.
Yes.
Isn't that convenient? Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of things, John. Thank you for kicking it off. There are a lot of things, including President Obama's lack of concern over Russia's alleged involvement in the election. He apparently knew about it and did nothing. Why? Because they figured Hillary was going to win, so it wasn't a problem.
According to a Washington Post story that appeared, I think, over the weekend, that was full again of illegal leaks of classified material, even Obama's own people thought he choked on the Russia thing. And Trump, of course, has taken that up, saying, you know, if it was such a big deal, why didn't Obama take more aggressive action?
Yep. Jim in Gainesville. Jim, do you think that James Comey is actually brilliant and he's running the show here?
I do, even though a couple of weeks ago after his testimony, I thought he was a whiny, pathetic wimp. I just think he probably still had a bad taste in his mouth on how the email investigation was concluded. Recently, you had Debbie Wasserman Schultz email surface saying that that the Attorney General did provide assurances the email investigation wouldn't go. So I think he's scary smart and knows the political game, and I think he did throw that grenade out there, like you suggested.
Yeah, he did that. He absolutely knew exactly what he was doing when he said that. Wasn't asked about it. He just casually said, "Oh, by the way, boom," and there it goes. I think though that he may get caught up in all of this, and this strategy, if that's what he has here, a strategy of throwing all these people under the bus, and maybe it is. Maybe it is paybacks to Loretta Lynch because it really damaged his reputation. I think he may get caught up in all of this.
Well, certainly. Then when politicians cross him, he's willing to throw them under the bus. Both, you know, testifying was one thing, but then taking documents into the FBI and leaking them to the New York Times to try to get a criminal investigation into the guy who fired you, that ain't the typical bureaucrat. It may be the typical bureaucratic game in the worst sense of the word, but for an FBI director to be doing that, boy, oh boy.
And it worked, though. That's the best part of all of this. This is why I think he's a genius. It worked. Richard in Reston. Richard, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Is he a genius?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have traveled the world many, many times with my job. I've been to Russia before and after the Soviet Union. It makes no sense about the Russians wanting Trump to get elected. No sense at all. The Russian oil is mostly in Siberia and the Arctic. It's very expensive to get out of the ground. The Russians...
Wait. What do you think about James Comey's gamesmanship here?
Well, that's the point. The point is that the Democrats and Comey and all of those people are trying to say that somehow the Russians wanted, you know, Trump to get elected. It's the worst thing that could happen to them. The worst. I mean, I know this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, again, we're back to, Comey was like most people, they didn't think Trump was going to win. So a lot of this stuff, if it just went by the wayside, it's no big deal. If I call it a matter instead of an investigation, I make Loretta Lynch happy, it's no big deal.
Because Loretta Lynch could be the Attorney General under President Clinton, who they thought was going to win.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to cross her, but now that Clinton lost, I'm going to cross her. Right. Trump, I wasn't going to complain about anything he was doing that was supposedly so terrible. Only until he fired me.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Comey may be getting his way in terms of vindictiveness, but as you point out, he's caught up in the scandals that he's created as well.
But I want to know if he's going to get caught up legally. That's what I want to see. Let's go to Brad in Annandale. Brad, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Hi, Brad.
Good morning. Yeah, the point I kind of wanted to make is this is precisely what got Comey fired. And that was the initial commentary, you know, from the president, from the Justice Department, is this almost Machiavellian use of politics. And the Democrats made a big deal about President Trump allegedly asking, you know, I want loyalty. And there was a pretty good piece in the news a couple of weeks back that a lot of the things that were showing up in the national elite media were directly attributed to leaks from Comey, right, or things that only he would have known.
Right.
Well, he's right. This goes back to, I would like to see an investigation into some of these leaks that clearly came from the FBI.
We want a politician running the FBI like Comey? I don't think so. And to your point, Mary, the fact that he is so Machiavellian and such, again, confirms that President Trump was right to fire James Comey.
It's like he actually knows what he's doing. It's 6:24 on WMAL.
Selling your home is one of the only events in your life when thousands of dollars can be gained or lost with the stroke of a pen. What other investment have you sold that's any larger, right? It's Larry O'Connor here, and that's why I love recommending my real estate agents, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie are battle-tested professionals, and they know how to put the most money in your pocket. You see, they already have the buyers. Get this. The Reynolds Team recently sold a home in Herndon in just 5 days for $20,000 over the asking price. It doesn't matter the size or price range. The Reynolds team delivers the results you need. If you're thinking of calling another agent to sell your home, please, my strong advice is to get the second opinion of absolute pros, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds. Call the Reynolds team direct. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. Or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
625 now WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes first on the fives. And Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. And let's start with good news in the Suitland, Maryland area. You can now use Silver Hill Road. We still have one right lane blocked if you're heading westbound Silver Hill Road beyond Suitland Parkway over towards St. Barnabas Road. Overnight crash cleanup. They're trying to do the repairs now to the utility pole investigation wrapped up. Eastbound, you're good. Again, that's on Silver Hill Road if you heard me talk about the closure. Still dealing with the crash, Virginia, Interstate 95, northbound at the Prince William Parkway in the left lane. So that's why we have the solid lineup here as you push through Dale City, heading toward the Occoquan. 66 east, the crash before you get to 29 Centerville. In fact, it's right after business 234. That's now to the shoulder. And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero. Park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's a mix of clouds and sun on this Tuesday. May see a stray shower or thunderstorm. We're headed up to 79. We'll turn partly cloudy tonight. Overnight low to 60. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 68 degrees at 626 on WMAL.
My folks have been married 60 years. They built a home together and were always there for us. So when Mom got sick, we swore we'd get her the care she needed. Keeping her and Dad together in their own home means everything to us. But now, I'm scared. I didn't realize how bad this new healthcare bill in Washington is until I talked to Mom's doctor. It cuts services that help them stay in their own home, like help with medications and simple things like bathing and eating. I'm raising my kids and working two jobs. Without these services, I couldn't manage caring for my parents, too. Just one vote in Congress could break us.
Across West Virginia, Medicaid provides critical services to thousands of seniors, helping provide the care they need at home instead of in an expensive nursing home. Call Senator Capito at 866-302-2140. Tell her to protect Medicaid and vote no on the health care bill. Paid for by Community Catalyst Action Fund.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment, hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you, offering you the after-sale support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to Bailey.com or call 920-MACHINE and we'll send you a catalog. That's right. Friend, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. That's B-A-I-L-E-I-G-H. Bailey, because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. So call 920-MACHINE or go to Bailey.com now and pick up your free catalog.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor to tell you about Genucel. With its immediate effects, it's only 50% off for a limited time only. That's right, half-price clearance sale for Genucel. Order Genucel for bags and puffiness right now. You'll also get Chamonix's new Platinum Tan Enhancing Body Lotion as a free gift. Perfect hydration, tan, and protection. You'll rejuvenate, hydrate, and maintain that summer glow with a lotion unlike anything you've ever tried before, so you can sit back, relax, and enjoy the beach with healthier, tighter skin. And the bags and puffiness under your eyes, they'll be gone. Join Chamonix's million satisfied customers and feel confident in your eyes, your face, and your body. I use these products, and I love them. I know you will, too. Call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. As always, Genucel works in 12 hours or your money back. Platinum Tan Enhancing Body Lotion is free while supplies last. Call or click now, and shipping is also free. This half-price clearance is not going to be around forever. Go to Genucel.com or call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720.
50 Floor makes getting new floors a breeze. Why drive all over town when 50 Floor will bring the showroom to you? 50 Floor will take up your old floors, install the new floors, and clean up. You're going to save big this month with 50 Floor's free installation sale on all carpet, hardwood, laminate, and vinyl. 50 Floor offers 12-month same-as-cash financing. Call 877-50-FLOOR or go to 50floor.com to schedule your free in-home estimate. Use promo code RADIO and get an extra $100 off.
Call 877-50-FLOOR. Pick up the phone, we'll be knocking at your door.
Details and licensure at 50floor.com.
And coming up on WMAL, well, you know, we were discussing President Trump's travel ban, as they're calling it. You know, so many people were against it. Well, I'm going to tell you about another travel ban, but this one in California. And also, Bruno Mars is in the news, as is Salvador Dali. It is now 6:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Another setback for the Purple Line. A federal judge has ruled that the project will remain on hold while the state continues to appeal his original ruling blocking the project. U.S. District Judge Richard Leon rejected the state's arguments that further legal delays are running up the cost to taxpayers. Metro General Manager Paul Wiedefeld is likely to face questions today about the latest red line arcing insulator incident when he comes before the Montgomery County Council. Last Friday, the track incident disrupted the red line service during the morning rush hour. Metro officials have said the arcing was probably caused by water leaking into the tunnels overnight from heavy rain. The push is on to get the Senate GOP health care bill passed before next week.
Vice President Mike Pence will be hosting four senators who oppose the bill, including Mike Lee, for a critical dinner tonight. And two senior aides telling us that the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is still moving forward with this vote, but he may reassess after a GOP lunch that happens later today. So watch what happens this afternoon.
Correspondent Suzanne Melveaux. A federal judge is now deciding whether to block Texas's ban on sanctuary cities.
Lawyers on both sides of the issue made their cases before a judge in San Antonio. The law is scheduled to take effect later this year, but several communities, including Dallas, Houston, Austin, and San Antonio, have sued. They say the law violates due process and equal protection by letting police question people based on their race. They also say the law violates the First Amendment because elected officials could be removed from office if they criticize the law.
Correspondent Alan Skaya. A 21-year-old James Madison University student will be spending up to 4 months in jail for registering several dead people to vote last year. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,410, the Nasdaq at 62,47. Sports, the Nats make it close with a ninth-inning rally, but they lose to the Cubs. The O's are idle. They take on the Blue Jays on the road tonight. WMDA, the Mystics, host Seattle this afternoon. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall WMAL.
Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show. You know, a great first step in planning for retirement is contributing to your savings plan at work. But a truly comprehensive retirement strategy involves more than just savings alone. It's time to think about retirement planning in a whole new way. So I invite you to find out more in our summer seminar, Preparing for Retirement. You'll learn how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts, maximize your Social Security benefits, and design your estate plan. Mastering these strategies now will help you enjoy a secure and financially successful retirement later on. With retirement just over the horizon, make sure you have the information you need to start off the right way. We have seven seminars in the D.C. metro area the week of July 10th with weekday sessions 1 and 7 p.m. and Saturday at 11 a.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Truth matters, especially around D.C.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air Conditioning.
Hey, any company can say they'll show up on time, or do the job right, or offer the price you talked about. But how do you know a company will keep those promises? At Snell, we do it with our guarantees. When a stand-up guy from Snell does work on your heating and cooling system, he'll know his stuff. That's job one. His analysis of the problem will get straight to the point, guaranteed. He'll give you a price up front before any work begins. The price he quotes is the price you pay. And on the odd chance that your system does break down, in the season following that service, we'll come back out for free. All of these guarantees come from our core values, and none is more important than this. At Snell, we do what we say we're going to do. Because talk is cheap, and now more than ever, truth matters.
Call 703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Is this summer finally going to be the one you get to use your timeshare again, or is it going to be yet another year that you missed the boat in booking, that all the places you wanted to go were already reserved? Call Timeshare Exit Team, the most trusted name in the industry. This year alone, they will save their customers millions in maintenance fees. Let them save you some money, too. Call 844-928-EXIT and schedule your free consultation. 844-928-EXIT. 844-928-3948. Online at timeshareexitteam.com. Chris Plant here. You may have heard me talk about the 2017 Chevy Bolt EV, the all-electric vehicle that can go 238 miles on a full charge. But did you know that it's full of EV technologies to help you maximize your range? Things like Regen on Demand, a regenerative braking pedal that restores energy to the battery while you slow down. If you haven't already, you need to check it out. The Chevy Bolt EV is not just a great electric car, it's a great car.
635 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, that's what we'll start with, the slowdowns, the crash north on Interstate 95 at the Prince William Parkway left lane. Better news in Manassas. They've cleared the crash. Now we're trying to clear the delays. So just a heads up on Balls Ford Road. If you're coming north from Wellington Road toward the Prince William Parkway, we had unusual delays there. Bunched up in Manassas, 66 East, just after business 234. That crash was to the shoulder. All right, Maryland, through Annapolis and Bowie, you're good. Inside the Beltway, through Chevrolet, Riverdale to DC 295, those volume delays increasing. Same story with 270 through Urbana toward Germantown, but lanes reported open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Drop low pressure moving through today will bring the mix of clouds and sun, maybe a stray shower, thunderstorm, and we keep it cool up to 79. Tonight's skies turn partly cloudy. Low near 60. We'll start the warm-up tomorrow. Sunny, high 82. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 60 in Warrenton, 60 in Gaithersburg, 70 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning. It is 6:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It is Tuesday morning. Joining us later in the show in about half an hour will be Shannon Bream from the Fox News Channel, and she will give us a breakdown on everything that came out of the Supreme Court yesterday. And at 8:35, it's Larry Kudlow, CNBC senior contributor and the host of the Larry Kudlow Show here on WMAL on Saturdays. I'm Mary Walter, and today I am joined by Tom Fitton. Good morning.
Good morning, Mary.
Oh, what a wild state. You know, California, their Ninth Circuit Court was the one that really slapped down President Trump's temporary travel stay. The travel, as it was called, a travel ban, it really wasn't. It was just a temporary stay on travel from certain countries. And, you know, California is very liberal, very progressive, need I tell you. Well, what's interesting is that California, of the hell no travel ban stance, seems to have one of their own. And they forbid their employees from traveling to states that don't agree, don't share their progressive ideas. On Thursday, California expanded their list of banned states. So they've already banned Kansas, Mississippi, North Carolina, and Tennessee. So state employees cannot travel to those states on state business. And they don't do business with those states. Well, they just added Texas, Alabama, Kentucky, and South Dakota to list. Now they're up to 8 states with whom state employees are not allowed to do business or travel to on the state dime, which California doesn't have a lot of dimes, so I would assume their travel is not a lot.
Yeah, well, it will save California taxpayers money in theory, but does California think they're their own country, that they can pass judgment on other states and prevent government employees from traveling there, even though doing so would advance the interests of the California state? Let's say there was a Governor's Association meeting in Tennessee or in Texas. They wouldn't go there?
Wouldn't go.
Do they get the benefit of California? Does California get the benefit of taxpayer resources in Texas course they do.
Yeah.
Does California get the benefit of products produced in Texas and Tennessee and these other countries? Of course they do. This is just liberal arrogance, and it makes them feel good, but it's contrary to, frankly, the basis of the United States, is that we're united, not divided.
Well, as most legislation based on feelings and, you know, self-righteousness are rarely thought through. And this doesn't seem to have been thought through very well either. The next Final Four men's basketball championship is going to be held in San Antonio in April 2018. Guess if one of their team's state school teams qualifies, gonna guess they're not gonna go. And four of the eight sites for next year's NCAA tournament first round games are in Dallas, Nashville, Charlotte, and Wichita. Guess those teams can't play there. Now, the ban does not apply to existing schedules already on the team's calendars, since agreements for the games, they're signed years in advance, especially for like football. They're signed far in advance. So if those schools are forced to back out of the games that are currently under contract, it could have been lawsuits and massive buyouts, and the state can't afford that. California has five state schools that play Division I football. UCLA, Cal, right. San Jose State, Fresno State, and San Diego State. USC and Stanford are private schools, so they're not subject to this. There are games in those banned states that are already on the schedules, but those are all for 2017. But again, 2018, the men's basketball championship is being played in Texas. And the new travel ban may force UCLA and Cal to decline football bowl invitations, because two of the Pac-12s, which is the conference they're in, their bowls are in Texas. The Alamo Bowl is in San Antonio, and the Sun Bowl is in El Paso. So, you know, again, this feel-good legislation, this is the poster child for feel-good, self-righteous indignation. We're going to sit on the moral high ground and judge all of you, and you are beneath us. You do not hold our moral values, so we are not going to deal with you, or we're going to punish you, and none of our state employees are going to be able to come to your states. Until then, they sit back and think about it and go, oh, yeah, about that. That might not have been such a good idea.
And what is the basis for this silly ban? It's the idea that some states still have provisions in place that protect the privacy of individuals in public restrooms.
Mm-hmm.
That if you're a man, you can't go into a woman's bathroom, and if you're a woman, you can't go into a man's bathroom, even though you might feel that you're a man or a woman. And protecting the privacy of people in the bathroom is causing California to prevent state employees from traveling to your state. Frankly, you have to wonder why anyone goes to California if that's their way of looking at things.
Well, absolutely. And they said, here's the other part of this. Since coaches are state employees, they fall under this travel ban. They're subject to this travel ban because the coaches for these schools are state employees. So they're not going to be able to allowed to go to any of those eight states to recruit players. So if there's a great player in Texas or Tennessee or Kansas or one of these other banned states, they can't go and recruit that kid in his or her home state.
Boy, don't get in the way of recruitment for big college teams. That's going to end your political career, California politicians. So, I suspect this ban won't survive long under that.
No, so way to go, California, for thinking things out. Lovely. 6:43 on WMAL.
In a town like D.C., debate is normal. But one thing we can all agree on is the need for quality health care. That's where we come in. We're Kaiser Permanente, and for more than 70 years, we've been delivering quality health care to our members. Another thing not up for debate is our total approach to health care, which combines the efforts of more than 22,000 physicians nationwide with a connected health care team to help treat illness no matter how serious. We back up our teams by conducting thousands of clinical research studies studies each year that have led to new procedures and treatments that make our patients and communities healthier. And we've pioneered the technology that helps our clinical teams diagnose and treat our more than 11 million members faster. We are Kaiser Permanente, and we believe that with better research, the right treatment, and connected and comprehensive care, we're helping millions thrive. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org/wearekp to learn more.
Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of the Mid-Atlantic States Incorporated. 2101 East Jefferson Street, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
Whether you're looking to move up or change careers, make sure the education you invest in can give you skills to prepare you for that next step. University of Maryland University College offers degrees online from a public state university to provide the education your future demands. Hear from alumni like cyber graduate Kate.
When I mentioned UMUC, everybody's eyes lit up in the room because they knew that program had a good reputation in the industry.
MBA graduate Andre.
The real life experience of my teachers at UMUC was absolutely invaluable.
Health informatics graduate Ebony.
Every class that I had applied to what I was doing at work.
And communications graduate Monique.
The fact that UMUC is part of the University System of Maryland means that it's quality education.
There's still time to enroll in one of UMUC's cybersecurity master's degree or our MBA program starting July 5th. Our advisors can help develop the right plan for you. To earn a respected degree, get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
It is 6:45 at WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary, top side of the Maryland Beltway. If you are heading from College Park and in through Silver Spring, yes, we have the volume, pretty typical. But now in the backups, right as you merge off in 95, before you get to that exit for New Hampshire Avenue along the right, that's where we had the crews responding to a crash. Looks like that might be mostly confined to the shoulder for now. Nonetheless, be careful, top side of the Beltway exiting off of I-95. Now to the Wilson Bridge before St. Barnabas Road, almost back to Route 5 for the stop and go, heading to the bridge span. The lanes open, and then you're good into Virginia. Out of Oxon Hill, now the crash is going to be on 210, northbound 210, past Palmer Road, but before you get to Livingston Road. And Virginia, still with the cleanup of the incident, north on 95, bunched up in Dale City, toward the Prince William Parkway, tow truck at the scene of the crash in the left lane. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Drop low pressure moving through today will bring the mix of clouds and sun, maybe a stray shower or thunderstorm, and we keep it cool up to 79. Tonight's skies turn partly cloudy, low near 60. We'll start the warm-up tomorrow, sunny, high 82. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 68 degrees at 646 on WMAL.
That ice cold Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces.
Who does not love that song? That is Bruno Mars. And I love this. It's such a throwback to the 70s, that song. It is a total throwback to the 70s. It's got the big horn section that comes in and everything.
You're not allowed to like it, though.
Yeah, Bruno Mars' Uptown Funk. Did you say you don't like it?
You're not allowed to.
Why?
It's cultural appropriation.
Darn. So I shouldn't buy anything. Well, what culture is Bruno Mars?
I think he's multicultural.
Well, then why would he's multicultural, just not white, or just not women? Is he not feeling like a woman? In what way would I be culturally appropriating him?
Well, he's culturally appropriating the music, so that's music that you're prohibited from listening to because of the color of your skin, according to the social justice nut jobs running our campuses and cultural police.
Or the Washington Post. Jen Jackson from the Washington Post got on a Twitter rant during the BET Awards on Sunday night. And she started tweeting out as she accused him before he even got on stage. And he kills it on stage. I sadly didn't get to watch the BET Awards, you know, because that's on my top 10 list. And I'm not a big award show person, period.
Generally, yeah.
So she before he even got on the stage, she sends out, I really need you all to stop with this Bruno Mars praise and be more critical about the ways we understand appropriation. And then she goes on, Bruno Mars does not identify as black. Let's get that clear at the outset. He is a non-black person of color, POC, who has recently decided that singing funk music is economically productive. I didn't know she knows him that well, that she knows that he's the only reason he's doing it is because it's economically productive. It couldn't be because he likes the music.
Right.
It's because he's just doing it to make money. These claims that Bruno Mars is bringing funk back are erasive to black funk artists who pioneered the tradition. Funk never left.
Are erasive.
Yeah.
Erasive. Look, these folks are ignorant racists. When they tell you you can't like or perform certain music or engage in other activities or enjoy other things because of the color of your skin or your genetics. Can only Italians have pizza now?
Well, what I find interesting is that a lot of these people who say this don't go after, you know, Mary J. Blige for having blonde hair. Clearly, that's cultural appropriation. I'm pretty sure Mary J. Blige had a snowball chance in hell of having blonde hair.
Well, some of those people actually do criticize Mary J. Blige for having blonde
hair.
Do
they really?
It's that crazy.
It's insane. So, yeah, so Bruno Mars, you need to stop making music because according to Jen Jackson from the Washington Post, you are appropriating her culture. Damn it. It is 6:50 on WMAL.
Listen Sunday at 1 p.m. for the Underwriter's Corner here on Washington's Mall, WMAL. Bill Parisi, host of the Underwriter's Corner, has been an underwriter at First Preference Mortgage for more than 20 years. Listen as Bill shares his years of experience and expertise, answering questions about refinancing and about purchasing a home. During the program, First Preference Mortgage will have loan officers available to assist you. These officers are real experts, standing by to offer friendly advice. And really, when was the last time you were able to get a real person on the phone to talk about your mortgage? The professionals at First Preference Mortgage have a wide variety of programs available for financing and obtaining a mortgage. Find out which one's right for you, or even how you can borrow extra money to do repairs and renovations before you move into a new home. The loan officers from First Preference will be available to answer your questions Sunday at 1 p.m. So listen for the Underwriter's Corner with your host, Bill Parisi, here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Are you retired or soon will be? Is your will up to date? Don't want to leave a mess for your family to clean up? I'm attorney Mike Collins, the guy who sends you those invitations to my estate planning seminar. I'll teach you how to save taxes, avoid probate, protect your heirs from lawsuits, bankruptcy, even the divorce court. Keep your money and your family with our innovative reservoir trust. Watch the mail for your invitation. Tuition's free when you register online at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Bryce Harper.
Harper is 4-for-4.
The night belongs to Bryce.
See you way later.
Connect. Nationals Cubs. The series continues tonight at 6:30 on Messin. Trey Turner.
And this ball is well hit.
He bats first. He gets on.
Way out ahead for a leadoff double.
Connect. Nationals Cubs. Tomorrow night at 6:30 on Messin.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment, hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you, offering you the after-sale support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to Bailey.com or call 920-MACHINE and we'll send you a catalog. That's right, friend, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. That's B-A-I-L-E-I-G-H. Bailey, because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. So call 920-MACHINE or go to Bailey.com now and pick up your free catalog.
It's 6:53. It's time to see how your money is doing. We go to Jessica Ettinger at the CNBC News Desk. Jess, good morning.
Good morning, Mary. Stock futures a little lower right now, pointing to a lower open on Wall Street. European markets also trading lower. In Asia, markets are mixed. Crude oil is trading slightly higher right now. Google parent Alphabet just slapped this morning with a record antitrust fine from the EU, $2.7 billion. That's double what analysts expected. Google broke competition rules with its online shopping service. A big banking executive says in 10 years, bank branches will be as common as Blockbuster stores, which have all but disappeared. Barclays CEO Anthony Jenkins told CNBC as the industry moves toward online services, it will move away from those physical bank branches. The U.S. is on the brink of becoming an oil exporter. Instead of relying on other countries for it, we have too much. The Trump administration says it's working to push this agenda. 40% of companies allow employees to work a half day on Fridays in the summer. That's twice as many as 2 years ago. CEB surveyed more than 200 firms. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Novant Health UVA Health System Orthopedics and Sports Medicine believes life calls for a full range of motion. We provide advanced treatment options to bring back your mobility. You get back to playing golf with your friends.
Nice shot.
We invest in technology to precisely diagnose your pain. You get back to playing fetch with your best friend.
Who's a good boy?
We carefully design a treatment plan tailored just for you. So you get back to dancing with your better half.
Come on, honey, let's do this.
We have experts devoted to your rapid recovery. So you get back to what matters most.
Higher, Daddy, higher!
Here goes!
Woohoo!
No matter the moment, we're here to help you live an active life with less pain. Visit novanthealthuva.org/motion for more information on how to live your life in full range.
6:55 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, all right, better heading through Dale City. I know you're in delays here if you're pushing north on Interstate 95, but the crash, they literally just cleared it to the shoulder north on 95 right near the Prince William Parkway. So that's still a little bit dangerous when you have the activity on the shoulder, so do watch. But again, lanes reopen. That did give us some bailout traffic over to Route 1 into Woodbridge, so expect that a little bit heavier. On the trip north on 210 out of Oxon Hill, slowing the crash north of Palmer Road before you get to Livingston Road. And outer loop of the Maryland Beltway had the incident reported right as you come up toward New Hampshire Avenue. That was along the right side. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
May see a stray shower or thunderstorm today to go along with a mix of clouds and sun. We'll get up to 79. Tonight, skies turn partly cloudy, low near 60. Sunny tomorrow and 82. And then Thursday, more sun than clouds. We hit the low 90s. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, it is 68 degrees at 5:56 on WMAL. So guess who's in the news? A name you have probably not heard in a really long time. Salvador Dali is back in the news, and apparently he is going to be on this side of the earth, too. They're bringing him back up. They're digging him up. They're digging up Salvador Dali, poor guy. A Spanish judge has ordered that he be exhumed for DNA testing. Why, you ask? Well, because there is a fortune teller in Spain that claims that she is the secret daughter of Salvador Dali. Now, I would think that you have to give her a little bit of, you know, credence because she is a fortune teller, so therefore she would know. Yeah, Pilar Abel, for years, has been insisting that she is the daughter of an affair, the product of a clandestine love affair between her mother and Salvador Dali, who at the time was married to his wife, Gala. Apparently, according to this fortune teller, the romance between her mother and Salvador Dali took place in 1955. Her mother was living, they were living in the same town. Her mother was working for local families, and that is also where Dali and his wife had set up their home. That's where they were living. Now, this, listen, this, you laugh at this, But this is the same situation as Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Right.
Right? The same situation. Well, kind of, except, you know, she was, I don't know if she was working in the same home. So Miss Abel, who describes herself as Dolly without the mustache because she bears such a striking physical resemblance to him, was granted in 2015, she was fighting this battle. She's been fighting this for a while. She was granted permission to carry out a DNA test using material from his death mask. They did a death mask on him.
Wow.
And they could not get enough genetic material. So the case went back to the courts. So now it has gone so far as they're digging up Dolly. It's amazing.
Well, she says that she's clairvoyant, she believes, because she's related to Salvador Dali. I didn't know that Dali was clairvoyant as well.
Oh, I did not know that.
But she's also clairvoyant enough to realize that if she is his daughter, that she benefits from his massive estate, which is worth 300 million euros, which translates to $3 American dollars. Is that an object?
300, I actually did, I got online and converted, about $336 million and change.
Great.
Mm-hmm. $336 million. She's no dummy. But here's the thing. She must believe this to the point where she's getting his body dug up because this is going to be make or break for her. So she obviously clearly believes she's his daughter.
Well, the claim has to be credible enough in order to dig up the body. That's for sure.
Absolutely. And coming up on WMAL, we will be joined by Shannon Bream from the Fox News Channel to give us a complete rundown on the Supreme Court's decisions, all of them that came down yesterday. Also, CNN is in the news yet again, and it looks like they're trying to clean up their act. This whole fake news thing is apparently not working for them, so maybe they're going to start reporting real news. Imagine that. 7 o'clock, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL.